The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. This is coverage of area high school sports on KMLO, DRGNews.com, and the DRG News app. It's time for the pregame on KMLO.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monument in Rapid City, where today and tonight we bring you coverage of the State B Volleyball Tournament on KMLO as we feature the Fulton Area Trojans. They are in action tonight as they take on the Chester Flyers. And our coverage of regional high school sports and the State B Volleyball Tournament on KMLO is brought to you by the folks at Jensen Rock and Sand, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Montana Dakota Utilities, AgTegra, Premier Equipment, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, by Venture Communications, Real Tough Farm Equipment, CHS River Plains, and Camby's Pass. Coverage of the Fulton Trojans at the State Volleyball Tournament also being brought to you by Bauer Super Value, Common Sense Manufacturing, King Insurance, Fulton Grain and Feed, Building Forever Families, Fulton Medical Center, Fulton Drug, Tennant Electric, The Auto Shop, Hansen's Incorporated, Holdren Welding and Repair, and Asip Seed. And, of course, the broadcast of this state tournament game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our Technical Director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I am Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for this opening round match of the State B Volleyball Tournament. Fulton, with a record of 24-9, earned the number 7 seed of this State B Volleyball Tournament, taking on a Chester Flyers squad, the number 2 seed of the State B, who come into the night with a record of 27-2, a team that finished second to Warner in the state championship game last year, but are locked and loaded and ready to do work again. Fulton making their appearance here in 2023. They were last at the state tournament back in 2021. They finished fourth in the state volleyball tournament back at the old Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. But here are the new digs at the monument here in Rapid City. A beautiful facility. Should be a good one good coverage, good time for everybody to be part of this State B Volleyball Tournament. Of course, we are streaming this game live on the KMLO page at drgnews.com, and for full coverage of the South Dakota High School Volleyball Championships and updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at sdpb.org/volleyball, and the championship matches for all three classes will be televised at Class B on SDPB1, Class A on SDPB2, and on Class AA on SDPB3TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag South Dakota SD Volleyball 23. Lots to talk about in our pregame show here as we get things ready to go. We should remind you the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. And they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Let's take a 3-minute break. When we return, we'll get you caught up on what happened this afternoon in all three state volleyball tournaments. We'll have starting lineups, pregame festivities in as well as these teams get ready to go to work here in the opening round of the State B, and much, much more from Rapid City. We're back after this on KMLO.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge, we can handle all of your construction needs. Whether it's rock for your landscaping, asphalt for your driveway, or concrete for your new basement, we have all the products and services you need at the prices that won't break your budget. You can stop by and pick up what you need. We also have the equipment to help you prepare for your site if you need it. For all of your commercial and residential needs, give us a call at 845-7213 at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
For all of your grocery needs and so much more, get to Bauer Super Value in Fulton, a big Fulton Trojan sports booster. At Bauer Super Value, you'll find a full line of groceries, fresh baked goods, as well as terrific fresh meat and produce departments. Be sure to try their special cheeses and meats, including their seasoned pork and roast beef. Bauer Super Value is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Sundays. For your shopping convenience, Bauer Super Value, downtown Folkton.
Farmers and ranchers, Common Sense Manufacturing is here to help you out this fall. At Common Sense Manufacturing, their motto is quality that just makes sense. Common Sense products are manufactured with heavy steel designed to maximize the efficiency of the user. Check out their wire winders, bale feeders, calf shelters and windbreaks, continuous and freestanding panels and gates, ATV ramps, feed bunks, and more. On their website, commonsensemfg.com. Or give Kelly a call at 605-598-4157. Common Sense Manufacturing, quality that just makes sense.
King Insurance Agency is your full-service insurance agency with offices in Falkton, Brookings, and Madison. King Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage and services for life, health, crop, farm, home, auto, business, long-term care, and more. The staff at King Insurance Agency have the knowledge and experience to serve you. As an independent insurance agency, they can find the insurance company that best fits your needs. Call 605-598-4374 or stop by King Insurance Agency in Falkton, Brookings, or Madison.
Falkton Grain and Feed offers all your livestock feed needs in one place and is your local source for Purina farm feed, pet food, and animal health products. Congratulations, Trojans, and good luck from everyone at Falkton Grain and Feed. Whether you're feeding cattle, horse, dairy, poultry, pigs, or pets, get custom nutrition for your animal's specific needs. Call Falkton Grain and Feed for all your grain buying, rolling, mixing, processing, and delivery options today.
Here at the Monument is wrapped in Rapid City as we get ready for volleyball action here tonight. The opening round of the State B Volleyball Tournament as Falkton gets set to take on Chester. Of course, two games played this afternoon in each of the three state volleyball tournaments here in Rapid City. In the Class B Tournament, Warner, the defending champion, undefeated coming into this State Volleyball Tournament. 3-0. They defeat Gayville Volland. They move to the semifinals. Tomorrow night, they will take on Burke. Burke with a wild match. Took them 5, but did survive and defeat Woolsey. Wessington. Burke will move on to the semifinals tomorrow evening. And Gabriel Vollen, Woolsey, Wessington will play in the consolation semifinals late tomorrow morning. In the Class A tournament, Sioux Falls Christian defeats Lennox 3-0. They move to the championship side of the bracket, taking on Del Rapids. The Quarriers 3-1. They beat Platte Gettys. Platte Gettys in the consolation semifinals as they take on Lennox. We should mention in the B tournament, the other game going on after this game between Falkton and Chester will be Coleman Egan taking on Castlewood, the matchup of the number 3 and number 5 seeds. In the Class A tournament, Rapid City Christian, the number 2 seed, taking on Dakota Valley tonight. The nightcap from the A tournament here at the Monument will be number 3 seed Miller. They take on Wagner. We will have that game for you on our sister station KPLO, and we'll have that immediately. We'll get going as soon as we finish up with the broadcast here, Falkton and Chester. The AA tournament, the number 1 seed Harrisburg 3-0 as they defeat Aberdeen Central. Harrisburg in the championship round as they will take on O'Gorman. The number 5 seed O'Gorman knocks off 4 seed Watertown 3-0. Watertown and Aberdeen Central will play the first game tomorrow afternoon. That is 11 a.m. Mountain Time, noon Central Time. And also at the here at the Monument, the other side of the bracket, the night side of the bracket tonight, Sioux Falls Jefferson, the number 2 seed, takes on Brandon Valley. Sioux Falls Washington takes on Sioux Falls Lincoln. It's time for our Keys to Success segment is next. It's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Let's take a 60-second break, and we'll come back. We'll set the stage with both of these teams, kind of show you, tell you how they got here, and we'll get things lined up. Some pregame festivities also happening here at the Monument. We'll work through those with starting lineups and more as pregame continues on KMLO.
Early order discounts are here, but they won't last long. Our knowledgeable agronomists at CHS River Plains can assist you in selecting the right seed and genetics for your specific operation and cash in on early order discounts. Also, ask our team about building your chemical and fertility plan for the upcoming year. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today. This is Connor inviting you to cash in on the savings and start building your plan for success in the future.
The Fulton Area Medical Center is quality healthcare within reach, and they are here to serve you with a broad range of medical services and programs. Right now, they are looking for some great people to fill these positions. Dietary cook, laboratory staff, nursing assistants, and registered nurses to join their team. They have a $5,000 sign-on bonus for nursing. To find out more about these positions and what services they can offer you, check out their website, FultonMedical.org. Good luck, Trojans.
Time for our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Let's set the stage with both of these teams. We'll talk about Chester first. Flyers come into the match here tonight as the number two overall seed of the State B. 27-2 with an overall record. They were the number one seed in Region 3B, defeating Howard 3-0, defeating Ethan 3-0. And in the SODAC 16, they defeated Lennox 3-0. The Flyers finished second in the State B last year with a 28-6 overall record, losing the championship game to Warner. They also were part of the state volleyball tournament back in 2021, where the Flyers finished fifth overall. The Fulton Area Trojans, 24-9 overall. They are the number seven seed coming into the State B. They come out of Region 6B as the number one seed, defeating Sunshine Bible Academy 3-0, defeating Highmore Herald 3-0, a victory over Hitchcock Tulare 3-0 in the SODAC 16. The Trojans lost in the SODAC 16 last year to Northwestern, but in 2021, they were here in Rapid at the state volleyball tournament as they finished fourth in the 2021 State B volleyball tournament. And as the pregame festivities, of course, all three teams are lined up and ready here to take the court and get ready to play. The starting lineups will be announced. We'll have the playing of our national anthem and as well. So some festivities to work through, and we will do that as well as our national anthem comes up next. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with starting lineups from Rapid City on KMLO.
Building Forever Families Adoption and Family Services is a licensed child placing agency in Fulton, serving children and families in North Dakota and South Dakota. With over 25 years of combined experience, Barb and her team offer one-on-one consultation to help coordinate an array of services, from legal to medical, in your journey to build a forever family. Like and follow Building Forever Families Adoption and Family Services on Facebook or call today 1-888-296-0877. Falkton Drug, your full-service pharmacy for the Falkton area, wishes the Lady Trojans good luck at state volleyball. Falkton Drug can be reached at 598-4187 or download the free mobile app from falktondrug.com to request your refills. You can also find them on Facebook. Falkton Drug thanks you for your business and looks forward to continuing to provide quality prescription service for you and your family. Go Trojans!
To the graduates of Fulton High School, Tennant Electric of Fulton hopes your dreams take you to the corners of your smiles, to the highest of your hopes, to the windows of your opportunities, and to the most special places in your heart has ever known. Congratulations and good luck in your future from Tennant Electric of Fulton.
Congratulations, Fulton Trojans, and good luck in this game from Casey and the crew at the Auto Shop in Fulton. The new age of automotive repair. Get your vehicle looked over before it gets any colder. Keep your car running smoothly this winter and be comfortable driving it. Call Casey for a pre-winter inspection. They'll check your heater, defroster, windshield wipers, headlights, tires, battery life, everything on your vehicle bumper to bumper. Don't wait for winter. Call the Auto Shop in Fulton today.
Time for the announcement of our starting lineups here tonight. And our starting lineups will be as follows. We make a guesstimate of who we will see for the Chester area Flyers. Starting for Chester will be Lily Van Hall, 339 kills, 735 assists For the Flyers. She is a 5'8 sophomore. We'll see Addison Bates, a 6-foot senior. Emily Bleeker, a 5'11 sophomore. 5'5 freshman J.C. Wolf, 358 kills for her. As we mentioned, a 5'5 freshman, Caitlin Huttemer, a 5'5 senior, will get the start along with Emerson Eppert, a 5'9 sophomore. Emily Larson, the libero for the Chester area Flyers. She is a 5'4 sophomore. Leading the way defensively for Chester, she had 421 digs on the night, or on the season for Chester. The Flyers enter the contest tonight with a record of 27-2. Their head coach is Gene O'Hara. For the Falkton area Trojans, we will see Carly Cotton get the start. She is a 5'7 junior, 336 kills on the season. Kelly Stecker, 224 kills for the Trojans. She is a 5'9 senior. We'll see Tegan Balloon, a 5'7 senior. Addison Melius, a 5'10 senior. Anna Asip, 397 digs will be the libero for the Falkton Trojans. We should also mention starting will be Aiden Wraith, a 5'8 senior for the Falkton Arion Trojans. The Trojans enter the match tonight with an overall record of 24-9. Their head coach is Mallory Schlechter. Finally, in our pregame is the announcement of our game officials. And our announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. At the net, we will see Sarda and Nyhart. Schoenfisch and Ulrich will be the line judges for this third match of the opening day of the State B Volleyball Tournament. The announcement of our game officials brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Again, we are streaming this contest live, available on the KMLO page, drgnews.com. We will also archive these matches as well of Falkton from the state tournament. And coming up next on KPLO, we'll have the matchup between Wagner and Miller, the final game of the night from this year's State A Volleyball Tournament. And we invite you to stay with us during the post game as we will have a player of the game announcement. We will name the outstanding player from the home team through all three games of this state volleyball tournament. And that is brought to you by the folks at Venture Communications. And stay with us for the sports scoreboard brought to you by the folks at Real Tough Farm Equipment. And of course, our sports video, as we mentioned, our sports video brought to you by CHS River Plains and Camby's Pass. As pregame festivities continue, let's take another timeout and return. The opening serve is next on KMLO.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, In the Community to Serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Holdren Welding has portable welding services. Quality results is what you'll find when you need welding. Time is money, and if you break down, it puts you behind. Holdren Welding will come to your farm or ranch and get the job done right so you can get back to what's important. Just call Jack at 605-380-2271, and he'll be there for all your welding needs, whether portable or in the shop. Holdren Welding can handle all your welding needs. Good luck, Lady Trojans, from Holdren Welding of Falkton.
It's a great time to be a Falkton Lady Trojan fan. ASUPC proudly supports the team and sponsors this broadcast. It's also a great time to be a cattle producer, because when you buy Inogen brand corn through Golden Harvest, you can expect it to increase the feed efficiency of your herd by 5%. For Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed, call ASUPC. Cash discounts are still available. Best of luck, Lady Trojans, from your biggest fans in the stands, ASUPC.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For all of your grocery needs and so much more, get to Bauer Super Value in Falkton, a big Falkton Trojan sports booster. At Bauer Super Value, you'll find a full line of groceries, fresh baked goods, as well as terrific fresh meat and produce departments. Be sure to try their special cheeses and meats, including their seasoned pork and roast beef. Bauer Super Value is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Sundays. For your shopping convenience, Bauer Super Value, downtown Falkton.
Farmers and ranchers, Common Sense Manufacturing is here to help you out this fall. At Common Sense Manufacturing, their motto is quality that just makes sense. Common Sense products are manufactured with heavy steel designed to maximize the efficiency of the user. Check out their wire winders, bale feeders, calf shelters and windbreaks, continuous and freestanding panels and gates, ATV ramps, feed bunks, and more. On their website, commonsensemfg.com. Or give Kelly a call at 605-598-4157. Common Sense Manufacturing, quality that just makes sense.
King Insurance Agency is your full-service insurance agency with offices in Falkton, Brookings, and Madison. King Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage and services for life, health, crop, farm, home, auto, business, long-term care, and more. The staff at King Insurance Agency have the knowledge and experience to serve you. As an independent insurance agency, they can find the insurance company that best fits your needs. Call 605-598-4374 or stop by King Insurance Agency in Falkton, Brookings, or Madison.
At the DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We get set for volleyball as the Trojans and the Flyers will be at the far court. The Trojans wearing their black uniforms with the white numerals and trim. That will help us from our vantage point. If you checked out our video view on the KMLO page at drgnews.com of the three courts that are side by side here at the Monument, the Class B court is the farthest away from us. So we will do best we can as Chester and Falkton get set to go. And it will be Falkton who will serve. And it will be Anna Aesop who will get things going here with the serve the other way. And Chester working with it. Hard hit ball across as Falkton will dig and set at the net. A free ball goes the other way from Carly Cotton. Now Chester will set it up and drop it down in a hurry. And a hard hit ball there. Good for a kill from Lily Van Hall. So Chester with a quick point to start the match. And now they will serve. The Flyers, dressed with the gray uniforms with the white numerals. And now a serve here that is wide and out of bounds for Chester. Their first service error of the night. And we're at 1-1. Carly Cotton, the junior outside hitter, puts it in play. Chester works it at the net with a nice pass there. Hard hit ball tip. Falkton works it back, hammers it, blocked by the Flyers, but Falkton will dig it out and work the other way. Nice job over the defense on the part of the Trojans. Falkton will see Chester working back. Falkton with a dig, a free ball back from Anna Aesop. And now Chester will work it once again, and another rocket shot. Carly Cotton with the dig, but nobody able to move it forward, and that was a hard hit ball to handle for Carly. And the shot goes across and down, and that will be a kill for Chester, and they're up 2-1. Flyers will serve once again as they push to the back row, and that will be an ace. as the Trojans dig in to try to work on the reserve game here as it works across the other way. And another ace is sent across, and you see Mallory Schlechter quickly up off the bench. Couple words to the crew on the court, and Chester will serve it up once again. Now Falkton working the play at the net the other way. Hard hit ball is across from Kelly Stecker. And now Chester will work. It is blocked. Trojans will block it, but Chester will work to send it back, and it's over the top of the defense. And it is across and down, and that will come from Lily Van Hall. That is her second kill. And the side out will continue. Chester with a 5-1 lead. Flyers will put it in play, and this serve is long and out of bounds. And Falkton scores their second point of the match as they will earn the serve. And the Trojans will see Chester go to their bench. Falkton will go to their bench as well, as we will see Micah Martinwas come in. And the 5-5 senior serves. Chester at the net with a nice serve. The hard hit ball the other way as it crossed and down. And that's another hard hit ball from Anna Ace, or from Lily Van Hall. That is kill number three for her. And it is now a 6-2 lead for Chester. Falkton again working the return off of the Flyer serve. Push to the back row. Dig is made by Chester. Back up tarp, a hard hit ball. They ask for a tip. Chester does, but no word there. And they will say that that was an attack from Chester that is wide and out of bounds. And the side out will go to Falkton. It is 6-3. And Falkton will serve it up once again. Chester digs it out of the net. Left-handed attack there from the back row. Falkton will dig. They'll set a hard hit ball across and down. And that is Addison Melius who puts it home. Melius with her first kill of the night. And that is really the first offensive stat of the night. Falkton had got their first 3 points off two service errors and a hitting error. Now have a chance to do some work and serve. Nice line drive serve. Chester will dig and at the net with the block. And a nice play made there defensively. That is Jamie Sen with the defensive play for Falkton. Trojans trying to work their way back in, trailing by one as Falkton serves it up once again. Chester will reset and go cross court. Dig made by the Trojans. Attack here over the top of the defense. That comes from Addison Melius. Quick return by Chester. It goes into the net. Back across it comes. And Chester will dig it out, and they're going to call a lift, and it is going to be called on Falkton, and that will be their first hitting error of the night. Chester with a 7-5 lead as they will serve. This is Caitlin Huntemer who will put it in play. Back row, Asa. They work it forward. The attack across off the tip. Chester with a diving play as they dig it out and send it back, but Falkton is there. They make the play and work it the other way. Another nice soft job across the top of the defense there by Addison Melius, but Chester will regroup and send it back, but they won't return this one. Melius with a rocket shot across and down. Chester 7, Falkton 6. As the side out goes back to the Trojans, and it will be the senior Addison Melius who will work to the back row and put it in play. 7-6, Dakota Valley leading Rapid City Christian, Jefferson leading Brandon 7-6, Chester leading Falkton 7-6 here, and now we're tied. A hitting error by Chester as they hit the return long and out of bounds, and we are tied at 7-all here in this opening set. We play the best 3 out of 5. We go to 15 on that fifth and final set. Melius will put it in play. Chester with a hammer the other way, and that is wide and out of bounds. Two service errors, 3 hitting errors for Chester. Falkton with just 2 kills so far, and that's enough for 8, and now a serve will go into the net for the Trojans, and Addison Melius sends it short, and that ends Falkton's scoring run, and we're tied at 8-all. Chester with the serve the other way. Falkton having trouble, and that's going to turn out to be an ace for Chester. J.C. Wolf will score it. That's the 3rd ace of the night for the Flyers as they push across. Another low line drive serve. Hard to handle by Falkton, but they'll get the bump and make it send it back the other way. They'll duel at the net. Falkton sends it across. Chester to the floor as they dig it out, and now they'll push it back. And Caitlin Huntemer sends it across and down for Chester. 10-8. Chester leading Faulkton here in set number one. We have not seen a timeout as of yet, as the Flyers, again, will serve it up, and it's a low-line drive serve. Miller or Faulkton with the opportunity. They hammer the other way. Carly Cotton makes the play. Chester works to send it back, and they will send it back in a hurry. Across and down with a hard-hit ball from Emerson Eppert, the sophomore, with her first of the night. It is 11-8 Chester, and after Faulkton had the lead at 8-7, Chester has rolled off the last four, now five, as a block is made at the net. And I believe that was Eppert once again. We'll score that to the 5-9 sophomore. And it is 12-8. Chester serves once again. This time it is long and out of bounds. 12-9 Chester with a three-point advantage, as Faulkton will go to the back row and serve. The Trojans with the overhand shot across. The Flyers with the play at the net as they go cross court. Faulkton will dig it out. They'll attack the other way as Cotton sends it the other way. Now Chester with a hard hit ball tipped at the net. Slowed down. Dig is made. They'll work the other way, and a double hit's going to be called on Faulkton. It will be their second hitting error, and it will give the Trojans, or give Chester the point. The Trojans now, their deficit is at four as the side out continues. Chester will put it in play. Overhand across. Faulkton at the net. Well set play there, and it's across and down. Carly Cotton with her first kill of the night. And that was the best pass of the night. An opportunity there to drop it home in a hurry. And it is now 13-10. Chester leading. Full rotation for the Trojans. Zena Asip looks to put it in play once again. It's almost constant applause here. Of course, the points never end at the same time in all three of them, and a very good crowd is on hand here. Asip puts it in play. Back row, it is Larson who works the bump as they send it back forward. Chester will work it across. Here's Carly Cotton with a hard hit ball. Chester will dig it out. Pass it to net. Not a good pass, but it winds up going out of bounds. That will work for Faulkton, as they score the point there off another hitting error from Chester. And the Faulkton deficit is at two, as Anna Asip will serve it up once again. 11 serving 13 as they work to the back row. Now up top, another hard hit ball at the net. They'll duel. Chester will win that one. At the net, two tall players there doing work, and Caitlin Huttemer is able to score the kill. That is her third of the night. It is 14-11. The side out will go back to the Flyers, who will work the serve the other way. Now Faulkton working it forward. The attack comes from Kelly Stecker. Chester tips it, digs it. Now it's dumped back and sent through. And Chester with the attack that gets down. And I believe that is Lily Van Hall that has scored the kill. And again, we apologize for, you know, it's a long ways across there. And some of these gray on black or red numbers that Chester has, a little difficult to see. Faulkton works the return to serve back, and they hit it long and out of bounds. The Trojans with their third hitting error, and now Chester with a 16-11 advantage. Rapid City Christian and Dakota Valley just come out of the timeout. Dakota Valley with a 12-10 lead, and Faulkton is going to take a timeout here. We'll take it with them. It is 16-11 Chester, and we're back in 30 seconds on KMLO.
Faulkton Grain and Feed offers all your livestock feed needs in one place and is your local source for Purina farm feed, pet food, and animal health products. Congratulations, Trojans, and good luck from everyone at Faulkton Grain and Feed. Whether you're feeding cattle, horse, dairy, poultry, pigs, or pets, get custom nutrition for your animal's specific needs. Call Faulkton Grain and Feed for all your grain buying, rolling, mixing, processing, and delivery options today.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Well, just a moment ago, Faulkton had an 8-7 lead on Chester. But since then, Chester got themselves in a little bit of a roll, have an 8-4 scoring advantage, and now work with a 5-point lead as they continue to score. Trojans using their first timeout of this opening set. Here is a hard hit ball across by Faulkton, but Chester will dig and set, and a two-hand push the other way. Falkton will dig it out from the back row as they work it back up top, and a hard hit ball from Addison Melius goes the other way. Chestnut is there for, though, with the dig as it works back the other way, and now Falkton will push it back across. Chester with a play of the net, a hard hit ball there. That is long and out of bounds. And the Trojans will take points where they can off of another hitting error on the part of the Flyers. Falkton now has cut the deficit to 4. It is 12 serving 16 as Falkton will serve it up once again. Low line drive serve. Chester tough to handle. And now with the attack, it is wide and out of bounds. Actually hit the antenna. And another hitting error on Chester. They have made some errors here in this opening set, and that has kept Falkton in it as the Trojans will serve it up here as they work back across. Chester, this time, a hard hit ball across and down the other way. And the kill for Chester makes it a 17-13 score as they earn the serve. I believe that was J.C. Wolf, who scored the kill, and now Falkton will work the return of serve. Nice push over the top of the block attempt, but Chester is there with the back row to dig it out. They work the other way. Falkton with the dig, the attack the other way, across, it's tipped, and it will be a point for Falkton. Score it to Addison Melius as the volleyball gets away, and now it will be Falkton's serve. As Micah Martin Moss, checks in and sends the serve back the other way. 14 serving to 17 as Chester works the other way, and they have the answer there. Another Lily Van Hall kill. That's her fifth of this opening set. 18-14, Chester is leading Falkton. Emery Larson serving for the Flyers as she works the serve back the other way. Falkton at the net. Nice set. The attack comes across, but Chester is there to dig, working it back the other way and cross court and down, catching the sideline. And a nice attack there. That is from Caitlin Huttimer. And Huttimer will score it to make it 19-14. Emery Larson serves for Chester once again. Back row, Anna Aesop at the net. Falkton will attack. They'll hit it long and out of bounds. And Falkton starting to feel perhaps a little bit that, there's a little bit of pressure now as the points become more important as we work through this set. Chester now the first team to 20 as Falkton free balls it back to the Chester side. Flyers will set and hit it hard, and it is across and down. And that is Addison Bates who puts it home. That is her first kill of the night, the 6-foot senior doing work for Chester, and it's 21-14. Chester will serve once again. Falkton needs to get on a little bit of a run here, and they will on this play. Addison Melius with an attack that's across and down. Her fourth kill of the match so far. 21-15 Chester as Falkton will again work to serve as the serve will go across. Chester with the play at the net, mistiming the jump, but the backup is there for the Flyers as they free ball back. Free ball from Falkton goes the other way by Melius up top, over the top. Chester will tip it, but Falkton is there back row with the dig. Falkton attacks. It's blocked. The double hit, they're going to say, that was called on Falkton. So it did not get blocked. Instead, it just comes off the top of the net and back to Falkton. Trojan player made a play on it, and that's where the double hit comes from. It's 22-15 Chester. Falkton with the attack across from Carly Cotton. Chester at the net has it blocked by Melius. They'll do it again. Melius with another tip to keep it alive. Now Falkton will send it the other way. Chester will dig it out, send it back, and that is down for a kill, and that is from Lily Van Hall. And that is her sixth kill of set number one. 23-15 Chester. As again, the Flyers will serve it up. Falkton working the return. Jamie Senn the other way. Chester now at the net. The left-handed attack is across, and that is down for a kill for Chester, and it's 24-15. So we are at game point as Chester serves. And over the top it comes. Back row, it's Aesop. Falcon works the other way as they attack. Chester sets it up. Not a good pass, but they're able to get it across and somehow are able to get it down for a kill from J.C. Wolf, and that gives Chester the victory, 25-15, here in the opening set in our sports scoreboard. Brought to you by our friends at Real Tough Farm Equipment. And we will take a two-minute break and return. Set number two is next. This is coverage of the State B Volleyball Tournament from KMLO.
The Fulton Area Medical Center is quality healthcare within reach, and they are here to serve you with a broad range of medical services and programs. Right now, they are looking for some great people to fill these positions. Dietary cook, laboratory staff, nursing assistants, and registered nurses to join their team. They have a $5,000 sign-on bonus for nursing. To find out more about these positions and what services they can offer you, check out their website, FultonMedical.org. Good luck, Trojans.
Building Forever Families Adoption and Family Services is a licensed child placing agency in Falkton, serving children and families in North Dakota and South Dakota. With over 25 years of combined experience, Barb and her team offer one-on-one consultation to help coordinate an array of services, from legal to medical, in your journey to build a forever family. Like and follow Building Forever Families Adoption and Family Services on Facebook or call today 1-888-296-0877. Falkton Drug, your full-service pharmacy for the Falkton area, wishes the Lady Trojans good luck at state volleyball. Falkton Drug can be reached at 598-4187 or download the free mobile app from falktondrug.com to request your refills. You can also find them on Facebook. Falkton Drug thanks you for your business and looks forward to continuing to provide quality prescription service for you and your family. Go Trojans!
To the graduates of Falkton High School, Tennant Electric of Falkton hopes your dreams take you to the corners of your smiles, to the highest of your hopes, to the windows of your opportunities, and to the most special places in your heart has ever known. Congratulations and good luck in your future from Tennant Electric of Falkton.
We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety. We are KMLO, Lowry, Mowbridge, and Falkton. We are proud members of the DRG Media Group as we get ready for set number two. Chester with a 13-5 kill advantage over Falkton in that opening set. The Flyers with six hitting errors, and that was advantageous to the Trojans as they were able to hang tough. It will be Falkton who will receive the serve to start. And it comes from Lily Van Hall, and it's an ace. Chester comes in as the number two overall seed, 27-2 overall. Of course, feeling like they had some unfinished business as Falkton returns serve, and Chester taps it back quickly. But Falkton's able to dig it out and reset. They'll work here with a fist bump. Tipped, they'll battle, and Falkton is able to send it back in a nice hustle play. Here are the Trojans at the net. They'll deal through the block, but Chester will keep it alive. Falkton pushes the other way as Anna Asip makes the play. Again, they'll duel at the net, and we're going to call a lift or have a lift called on Falkton. It will be their sixth hitting error of the match so far, and it makes it 2-0 Chester as the Flyers will serve once again. Here's Tegan Balloon with the assist. The attack at the net is hit wide and out of bounds. Another hitting error for Falkton. Another point for Chester as they will continue and serve as Lily Van Hall puts it in play. Falkton really needs to get going as they push it back the other way. Another hard hit ball, Carly Cotton, but Chester is there with the return. Again, they'll set for Cotton. It is blocked at the net. Falkton will have to free ball the other way as they push to the back row. Emily Larson will dig for Chester as the Flyers will push the other way. And now it's Cotton again. This time it's through the block and down. Carly Cotton will score her second kill of the match. And Falkton is on the board in set number two. The Trojans with Anna Asip serving, the 5'7 junior. Of course, as you go through the season, you wonder why some of these schools travel the way they do and put on the miles and play some of the teams that they do. You want to play that competition. You want to play matches where the volleyball is hit a little bit faster. And Falkton would get a play here and a kill from the hands of Kelly Stecker. And that makes it a 3-2 score as the side out will continue with Falkton. But a lot of balls, as we have seen Falkton play throughout the season, have been hit hard and didn't get sent back by opposition or getting sent back here this evening on the part of Chester. And here, a hard hit ball through the block attempt. Caitlin Shutt will score the kill. Caitlin, the 5'11 sophomore, with her first of the night. Chester now with a 4-2 lead as they earn the side out. They will serve. Here is Cotton the other way. And that is through and down. Carly Cotton with kill number 3 for Falkton. Addison Melius with 4. The Trojans will go to the back row and serve. It will be Cotton who will go to the back row and put it in play as now the officials are ready. They push back the other way. Chester with the bump. They'll hammer it hard. Falkton will dig and work to send it back. A free ball from Cotton back row. Chester again with the dig. The tapper the other way, and that is across and down as the point is scored by Chester's J.C. Wolf. Her third kill of the night. Chester with a 5-3 lead as they earn the side out, and Emily Larson puts it in play. Back row, Aesop with the receive as they work the other way, and it's blocked and sent back. Caitlin Shutt will score it to make it 6-3. And again, that's another one of those balls where Falkton puts the play together and you hit it hard and think, well, that's not coming back. But in a state tournament, more often than not that it will. Another hard attack by Falkton, and Chester will dig it out, free ball it back to the Falkton side. They'll attack this time as the Trojans push from Addison Melius the other way. Chester at the net has it blocked. Now the Flyers will set it, send it. Ace up with the back row dig as they work it back out of position. Falkton will have to free ball back to the other side. And now the Trojans, Flyers will attack. A couple Trojan players collide. Carly Cotton and Adam Aesop both appear to be okay as Caitlin Shutt scores another kill. That is her third of this set. Chester leads 7-3. And now an errant receive right at the net and an opportunity for Shutt once again to slam the door hard. And it is 8-3 Chester. And Larson will serve it up once again. Falkton needs to earn a side out here as they hammer it cross court. Again, Chester will dig. Larson will set. The Flyers will hit it short and put it into the net. Their first hitting error of this second set, where they had some issues earlier. 6 hitting errors kept Falkton in that opening set. Now Falkton trailing 8-4 as the Trojans will serve it up once again. Chester, back row attacks. Aesop with the dig. They'll set it up top. The other way it comes from Kelly Stecker, and that gets through the defense and down. Stecker with kill number 2 on the night. 8-5 now. Falkton trailing Chester here in set number 2. Chester won the opening set 25-15. Here is Chester on the return. A hard hit ball the other way is across and down. And again, a rocket shot across from the Flyers. And I believe that was Caitlin Shutt once again. That's 5 kills in this set. It is 9-5 Chester as they put it in play. Here is Falkton on the return. Nice job over the top of the defense, but Chester is there. Pancake dig. They work it back across. Now Falkton will attack. That's down the line and a winner. Then that is from Addison Melius. And Melius scores kill number 5. And it is a 9-6 score. The side out will go back to Falkton. As the Trojans serve it up, Kelly Stecker puts it in play. Chester at the net. Over the top of the defense, the Trojans are there. Kept alive, but the pass not at the net, so they have to free ball across. Chester sets it well. Falkton is there for the dig. Nice pass up front as they work back across with the attack from Anna Aesop. They'll duel at the net. Back and forth it comes, and Tegan Balloon will free ball for Falkton. Now Chester will work the other way. Falkton will again dig it out, and a nice rally going. Free ball again. Carly Cotton pushes it back across. Chester the other way. Cotton with the dig attempt this time, but not able to put it down. That will be a kill for Emerson Eppert, her second of the night. 10-6 Chester. As we work here in set number two, we pause for a moment as the Chester Flyer that's serving will tie a shoe and will send a low line drive serve across, hard to handle. Anna Asip with the free ball back the other way, and Chester will try to hit it hard but wide and out of bounds. Falkton scores their seventh point of set number two. Carly Cotton to the back row to serve, as now the officials are going to confer, and we're going to say a tip ball. The line judges confer. The net officials confer. The R1, the R2, they're going to say it was tipped by Falkton. And that is going to be a point for Chester, and now Falkton wants a little bit of an explanation, as Addison Melius, one of the captains, wants a little clarification from the R1, but not going to win the argument. Chester now 11-6 as Falkton works the other way, and a nice attack there. But again, Chester will dig it out, and they'll work it back. Falkton, back row, will dig it out. They'll work the other way. The attack comes from Addison Melius, and here is Chester. And a hard hit ball, the attack there, across and down from Caitlin Schutt. 12-6. Chester taking control here in set number two. And a timeout is taken by Falkton. We'll take it with them. 12-6 Chester. We're back in 30 seconds in KMLO.
Congratulations, Falkton Trojans, and good luck in this game from Casey and the crew at the Auto Shop in Falkton. The new age of automotive repair. Get your vehicle looked over before it gets any colder. Keep your car running smoothly this winter and be comfortable driving it. Call Casey for a pre-winter inspection. They'll check your heater, defroster, windshield wipers, headlights, tires, battery life, everything on your vehicle bumper to bumper. Don't wait for winter. Call the Auto Shop in Falkton today.
Chester finally breaks their huddle. Chester trying to go up 2-0 here, winning the first set by a 25-15 score. As Chester working here and serve, as they send it back across. Now Falkton with the attack from Carly Cotton. Dig made. Chester will work to send it back, and it's Lily Van Hall who pushes it across in town. And these are just hard hit balls that are just hard to handle on the part of the Falkton defense. And Chester will score it up again and lead 13-6. Pass to the net. Falkton with the attack from Jamie Sin. And now Chester will work the other way. And we're going to have a lift called on Falkton. Hitting error for the Trojans. Chester up now 14-6. As they will serve it up once again. Another nice pass at the net from Micah Martin-Moss. But another hitting error on the part of the Trojans, who have had to work hard here. And Chase, again, go to their knees, dig out a lot of low-line drive attacks. It has been a lot of work here as the Trojans now have trouble with the serve, and an ace is sent across. That is J.C. Wolf with her second ace of the night. It is 16-6 Chester. Falkton again working to return a serve. Carly Cotton hits it hard. Martin Moss cleans the play up, and now Chester will attack, and the block is there. And getting it done, Jamie Sin. That's her second of the exchange, or of this match, and that ends the side out for Chester. But Falkton has some work to do as they work in serve. Addison Melius puts it in play. They work the serve the other way. Chester, they'll hit it wide and out of bounds. And another hitting error for the Flyers. They've had some hard hit balls, but they've committed some errors as well. That is their 10th hitting error of the night. Falkton will take points where they can, and Chester will regroup and push it across and down as it goes down in a hurry. And again, it's Caitlin Schutt with another kill, and it's 17-8. The side out goes back to Chester. Sophomore Gracie Huttemer into the match as she will put it in play. And the serve will come back across. Falcon moves it up front. Carly Cotton will hit it hard, but hit it short. Falcon commits their 10th hitting error of the night. 18-8 Chester. Gracie Huttemer puts it in play once again. Back row, Anna Asip. Back up top. Good attack there. A nice idea, but wide with Jamie Sen as she saw an open spot and tried to kind of skyhook it that direction, but hit it wide and out of bounds. It's 19-8 Chester now. As Falkton, again, works the return of serve. Here's Carly Cotton attacking over the front line of the Chester defense, but the back row is there with the dig, and they set it up front quickly and, again, set up Lily Van Hall with another kill opportunity, and she drops it home in a hurry. That's 8 kills for her, and it's 19-9. And now Falkton actually got the serve here. So apparently that was a hitting error on the part of Falkton, or a part of Chester, pardon me. As Falkton had the serve, they'll try to send it back, but it will be a kill for Chester. J.C. Wolf will score at that time. And Chester now the first team to 20 once again here in the second set. It is 20-9. Chester, again, we'll look to put it in play. Caitlin Schutt serving at the net. Falkton, nice play by Jamie Senna. She pushes it across, but again, Chester is there with the dig. Falkton will set it up, hammering it through the defense, Carly Cotton, but Chester is there to dig it out. They'll push it to the back row, catch the back line. The line judge bailed out there, but he was also on top of it to see that it scored inside the line of play, and that makes it 21-9 as Chester will serve it up once again. Falkton works the other way as they push it back across, and now a lift is going to be called on Falkton, and it is now 22-9. Chester serving once again. J.C. Wolf puts it in play. Here is Falkton hammering it the other way, this time through the block and down is Aiden Wraith. She will score the kill. That's her first of the night. And the side out will go back to Falkton. The Trojans will put it in play. As Anna Asa puts it in, puts the serve across. And here, Chester ready for the fast return. And they push it across and down quickly. Lily Van Hall again. 23-10. Chester looking to serve as Emerson Eppert puts it in play, and that is going to be an ace. It's too hard to handle. Then maybe Gracie Huttemer. We'll give her the ace. The Sci-Fi sophomore puts it in play. We are at game point, 24-10. Huttemer with the serve once again. Falkton at the net. They'll attack. It's tipped back to the Falkton side. Trojans will work the dig, push it back the other way. Emery Larson with the dig for Chester. They'll free ball back. Falkton a little trouble back row, but they do get it across. And now on the set, Chester will send it back the other way. And it's Addison Bates with the kill. And that makes it 25-10. Chester and the Flyers have won set number two. Scoreboard from Real Tough Farm Products, 25-10 Chester. They lead by a 2-0 score. Our halftime report from Premier Equipment is next. We'll return for set number 3 in 2 minutes on KMLO.
Premier Equipment is proud to sponsor the halftime show during this game and our area youth. If you're in the market, we have a large selection of new and used equipment in stock and the parts to back up any repairs. Some of the lines we carry are New Holland, Kinsey, MacDon, Haybuster, Brandt, Rouse, and more. For more information and a listing of all the equipment on our lots, go to PremierEQSD.com. Premier Equipment of Isabel, Mobridge, Bowdell, Eureka, Huron, and now Sturgis, here for all your farm equipment needs.
Good luck to not only the athletes, but the coaches and parents as well. Hansen's Inc. Digging and Trucking knows all about digging deep and being in it for the long haul. They are rooting for you every play, all tournament long. Congratulations on your season. When the weather changes, so do your excavating and trucking needs. For quality workmanship on all your excavating needs, call Hansen's Inc. Good luck, Trojans, from Hansen's Inc., Digging and Trucking of Falkton.
Holdren Welding has portable welding services. Quality results is what you'll find when you need welding. Time is money, and if you break down, it puts you behind. Holdren Welding will come to your farm or ranch and get the job done right so you can get back to what's important. Just call Jack at 605-380-2271, and he'll be there for all your welding needs, whether portable or in the shop. Holdren Welding can handle all your welding needs. Good luck, Lady Trojans, from Holdren Welding of Falkton.
It's a great time to be a Falkton Lady Trojan fan. ASUP C proudly supports the team and sponsors this broadcast. It's also a great time to be a cattle producer, because when you buy Inogen brand corn through Golden Harvest, you can expect it to increase the feed efficiency of your herd by 5%. For Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed, call ASUP C. Cash discounts are still available. Best of luck, Lady Trojans, from your biggest fans in the stands, ASUP C.
John Neff back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle from the Monument in Rapid City. The Falkton Trojans, the number 7 seed of the State B, find themselves down 2-0, losing to Chester in the opening set 25-15, trailing and losing the second set 25-10. It has been a 28-11 kill advantage for Chester that has been the difference in this match, and Anna Asip will get set number 3 underway as the libero will work the serve across. Chester at the net, a little tapper over the top, but Falkton is there with the dig. They'll work the other way, and it's blocked and sent back. Lily Van Hall with the block for, actually they're going to give the point to Falkton, as it must have came down on the Chester side and score the kill there. Radisson Melius, and it is 1-0 Falkton. First time they have led since the opening set, and they'll push the lead to 2-0 as Chester with another hitting error. They have 11 hitting errors so far tonight. Falkton led in the opening set 8-7, but Chester rolled off a batch of points that allowed them to take the lead for good, and they led from start to finish in set number two. And here, a Emerson Eppard kill will get Chester on the board. It's 2-1 as the side out will go back to the Flyers. J.C. Wolf will serve it up, the left-hander. The other way, back row, Falkton moving it across, tip there. Chester will send it back and can't move it forward. And another kill there for Chester. They have a lot of size up front, and they've been able to do some damage there. I believe that was Addison Bates that got the kill. That's her third. And we are tied at 2. Falkton working the play. Carly Cotton with a two-hand push. That's through the defense and down. And for Carly, kill number 4 on the night. Falkton back out in front once again, as the serve will go the other way. Carly will rotate to the back row to put it in play. As the overhand is across, here is Chester moving it forward, hitting it hard. Falkton is there with the block, but it goes out of bounds. And that will work as a kill. And again, it's Lily Van Hall with the kill for Chester. We are tied at 3. Here the Flyers serve. Melius back row. Actually, that's Asip back row as Melius attacks here. Chester will dig and push as it goes back across. Falkton will run it down. Again, they'll set it for Melius, and it's blocked at the net and sent back down. Caitlin Shutt with the block for Chester, their third of the night, and the Flyers now have the lead. It is 4-3. And now, Falkton working the return of serve. It is Melius with the attack across. Chester will dig it out, send it back, and that is on the line and down. And a tough call there as it goes down for a Chester kill, and that makes it 5-3 Flyers. As Addison Bates pushed it across. just caught the back line as Faulkton will now work the return the other way. Melius with the attack across. Chester with the attack there. This time it is blocked. And Kelly Stecker, I believe. Stecker, Aiden Wraith was there. We'll give Stecker the block, and that will be her first of the night. 5-4 Chester, the side out to Faulkton. As Micah Martinmaus serves, and that serve is wide and out of bounds. Just the second service error tonight for Faulkton. They've done some good things, but as we mentioned throughout the season, a lot of those attacks that have come from Faulkton would have been through for points, but Chester has been able to dig them out and send them back, and you can see perhaps a little bit, especially for a while in that second set, as again, Chester gets Faulkton going side to side and will score another kill, and again, it's Lily Van Hall. That's 11 for her. But just keeping that defense moving, and Faulkton has had some hard hit attacks here, and now another ball that catches the back line on the part of Chester. And just like that, the Flyers with an 8-4 lead. I believe that was Van Hall once again who pushed it the other way. Aesop with the serve-receive, and her bump winds up short. Emily Larson with a kill, or with an ace, pardon me. That is 7 on the night for Chester. Chester leads 9-4. Tapper by Melius across and down, and a nice play there for Faulkton. Addison Melius with kill number 7 tonight as she sends across the cross-court winner from her right to Chester's right, right down the line of the net. Down for a kill to make it 9-5. Side out Faulkton. Trojans will put it in play once again. At the net, they'll attack. It's tipped, and a double hit's going to be called on Chester. Hitting error for them. Point for Faulkton. Trojans score 2 in a row. For the first time since they scored 2 to start set number 3. And again, the Trojans will serve it up. Chester at the net, hard hit ball tipped back. Chester again will set it up at the net, hard hit ball to the back line. Martinmaus with the dig, the attack there. And it will turn out to be a hitting error on the part of Faulkton. They're going to call a lift there to make it a 10-6 score. Chester leading Faulkton 10-6. Chester is up 2 games to none as the Flyers serve it up once again. Chester will push the other way. Melius makes the play. Now Chester having a little trouble, but eventually able to get it across. A diving dig made by Melius to keep it alive. Chester is there. They're going to call the Flyers Emily Bleeker for reaching over the top of the net. That will be another hitting error that will result in a point for Faulkton. Trojans will take points where they can. It is 10-7. Chester leading Faulkton, and the Trojans serve here and serve it short. 11-7 Chester as the side out goes back to the Flyers. This is J.C. Wolf serving, and Wolf will get it in between the front and back rows. Diving play by Faulkton on the receive. Winds up back to the Chester side. The Flyers will attack. Faulkton will dig and set. Now Chester sends it the other way, and that is a hard hit ball with no return from the part of Faulkton. And it will be another kill for Chester. And again, it will be Emerson Eppert, kill number 4. 12-7 Chester. As the Flyers, again, will push the other way. Back row, it is Faulkton, but now some miscommunication. And an error on Faulkton, and a timeout is going to be taken by the Trojan. 13-7, Chester leads in set number 3. Let's take another 30-second break and return. This is coverage of the State B Volleyball Tournament from KMLO.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the SDHSAA.
Another Agtegra timeout. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Our coverage of the state volleyball tournaments will continue on our sister station, KPLO. We'll go to the Class A side of the bracket. It will be Miller and Wagner, the nightcap match of the night in the Class A field, and we'll have that for you on KPLO immediately following our coverage here, Falkton on KMLO from the State B. Served by Chester. Falkton works the return back. Chester with the set play through the block and down. And again, the Flyers doing work. Caitlin Huttemer will score the kill. That is her fifth of the night. Chester now with a 14-7 lead over Falkton. As Chester again will serve it up. Falkton will push the other way. Larson with the dig for the Flyers as they push it back and work it the other way. Here is Falkton again having trouble. A couple hits on it, but they can't move it forward. And as we mentioned, this Trojan ball club perhaps starting to wear down just a little bit. They have made had to chase after a lot of volleyballs here tonight. It's 15-7 Chester. Flyers will serve. Here's Carly Cotton with a hard hit ball, but it's blocked and sent back. Again, Carly with an opportunity. Again, it's blocked and sent back. They're going to call an illegal hit on Falkton, though. I believe it was a lift, but either way, the point for Chester. It's now 16-7. Flyers put it in play once again. Anna Asip with the free ball back to the Chester side. Left-handed attack there from the Flyers. Back row. Falkton will dig it out. Asip with the overhead shot. Back to the Chester side. They'll hammer it. Falkton will dig. They'll set at the net. Melius mistimed the jump, but Chester did not. And Emily Bleeker with the opportunity to push it down for a kill. And it is 17-7 Chester. Flyers will serve it up once again. Here's Carly Cotton attacking. Back row, it's Larson for Chester. Quick return by the Flyers. The Trojans will dig and send. Carly Cotton will push it back. Another attack by the Flyers. And Falkton will dig. They will set it. Here, a nice attack the other way. That is across and down for Falkton. And it is from Tegan Balloon. Her first kill of the match. Side out to the Trojans, but they trail by 9. It is 17-8. Falkton serving as Chester works the return the other way. It is Asip with the dig. Up top, Carly Cotton. The attack grazes the net, gives Chester time to regroup. Then they'll send it back in a hurry. And again, a rocket shot the other way, across and down for Chester. And again, they'll score the kill. And it is 18-8. Flyers will continue and serve. As they push the other way, Falkton at the net. They will attack. That's Aiden Wraith as she pushes across. Now Chester will set it up. A free ball the other way. Dig by the Trojans. The attack from Carly Cotton is across and down. That's her fifth kill of the night. And Falkton hits the side out once again. The trail by 9. It is 18-9 here in this third set. Chester up 2-0 as Anna Asa puts it in play. Now Chester working the return. A hitting error for Falkton will give Chester another point to make it 19-9. And this is J.C. Wolf who will serve for Chester. A little trouble back row for Falkton. A free ball is back across. Chester will set it up and hammer it. Melius back row with the dig, the pass right back to Melius. She has to attack from the back line, and there Chester trying to send it the other way, and the defensive play made at the net by Falkton. Kaylee Stecker with the block for the Trojans. 19 for Chester, 10 for Falkton. Trojans trail by 9 as Carly Cotton serves here. Here is Chester at the net, over the top of the defense. Dive by Asip to keep it alive. Now Chester will work and send it back, and that is through the defense and down. Caitlin Schutt with the attack and the return to make it 20-10. Chester will serve it up once again as they push to the back row. Martin Moss with the receive as they work it back the other way. Chester with the set play, and again, they'll pass it right to the net. Hard hit ball that Falcon will dig. They'll set it up for Melius, and Addison will push it across and down. 20-11, Falcon continuing to battle, but now they need to get on some sort of a roll here with Chester needing just five to win the match. You can't just trade points as the Trojans and Micah Martinmoss puts it in play. Chester will send it back, and then Falcon will miss hit it and put it into the net to make it 21-11. Chester serving it up once again as Falcon with the return to the back row. Nice play there to keep that Chester defense moving across. Falcon with the block, and now Chester with a bad pass. We talked about 10 hitting errors for Chester through two sets, but just four of them so far here in this third set. But a hitting error just the same gives Falcon the point. They trail by nine as Carly Cotton will, or the Trojans will serve it up once again. That's Kelly Stecker serving as Chester will return it back, and now Falcon will work the other way. Chester with another dig as they get to the net and attack, and that is across and down. And another kill for the Chester area Flyers, who are now 4 points away. Actually, they're going to give the point. They're going to call that a hitting error for Chester. They'll give the point to Falcon. So it's 13 serving to 21 as Falcon will serve it up once again. And now Chester the other way, and this time it's down and a point for the Flyers. And that's Lily Van Hall. And by my statistics, kill number 13 on the night. 22-13, Chester leading Falcon. As Chester will serve it up, Falcon struggles but does work the return. And now an attack the other way across through the defense and down. J.C. Wolf will score the kill, 23-13. And again, Chester will serve it up. Asap back row, they move it forward. Here's Jamie Senn the other way. Chester, again with the overhand tip at the net. Senn was there for the block, but nobody behind her to make the block there. And all of a sudden, we are at match point as the Chester was able to push it through. And another Lily Van Hall attack as the Flyers, Caitlin Huttemer serving. Falcon trying to push the other way, and they'll get it through and down. Continuing to battle as Falcon, Tegan Balloon will score it. It's now match point number two. That's 24-14 as Falcon serves. Here is Chester at the net with a nice pass. Hard hit ball blocked by Falcon. Chester will send it back. Now the Trojans a little trouble. They have to free ball from the back line, and that gives Falcon, Chester the opportunity to send it across and down. Emily Bleeker with the kill, and Chester wins set number three by a 25-14 score. And our scoreboard comes to you from Real Tough Farm Equipment, and we will take a timeout. Our post game is next from the State B. We're back in 3 minutes on KMLO.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
For all of your grocery needs and so much more, get to Bauer's Super Value in Falkton, a big Falkton Trojan sports booster. At Bauer's Super Value, you'll find a full line of groceries, fresh baked goods, as well as terrific fresh meat and produce departments. Be sure to try their special cheeses and meats, including their seasoned pork and roast beef. Bauer Super Value is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Sundays. For your shopping convenience, Bauer Super Value, downtown Falkton.
farmers and ranchers, Common Sense Manufacturing is here to help you out this fall. At Common Sense Manufacturing, their motto is quality that just makes sense. Common Sense products are manufactured with heavy steel designed to maximize the efficiency of the user. Check out their wire winders, bale feeders, calf shelters and windbreaks, continuous and freestanding panels and gates, ATV ramps, feed bunks, and more. On their website, commonsensemfg.com, or give Kelly a call at 605-598-4157. Common Sense Manufacturing, quality that just makes sense.
King Insurance Agency is your full-service insurance agency with offices in Faulkton, Brookings, and Madison. King Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage and services for life, health, crop, farm, home, auto, business, long-term care, and more. The staff at King Insurance Agency have the knowledge and experience to serve you. As an independent insurance agency, they can find the insurance company that best fits your needs. Call 605-598-4374 or stop by King Insurance Agency in Faulkton, Brookings, or Madison.
Faulkton Grain and Feed offers all your livestock feed needs in one place and is your local source for Purina farm feed, pet food, and animal health products. Congratulations, Trojans, and good luck from everyone at Faulkton Grain and Feed. Whether you're feeding cattle, horse, dairy, poultry, pigs, or pets, get custom nutrition for your animal's specific needs. Call Faulkton Grain and Feed for all your grain buying, rolling, mixing, processing, and delivery options today.
The Faulkton Area Medical Center is quality healthcare within reach, and they are here to serve you with a broad range of medical services and programs. Right now, they are looking for some great people to fill these positions. Dietary cook, laboratory staff, nursing assistants, and registered nurses to join their team. They have a $5,000 sign-on bonus for nursing. To find out more about these positions and what services they can offer you, check out their website, faulktonmedical.org. Good luck, Trojans.
Here at a monument in Rapid City as the Faulkton Trojans defeated in three by the Chester Flyers by scores of 25-15, 25-10, 25-14. We update scores in the Class A side. Rapid City Christian to Dakota Valley just starting the third set. It's 1-1. Of course, we play the best three out of five, so that match could take a while. That Miller and Wagner match will be down the line a little ways in the AA state tournament. It is Jefferson leading Brandon Valley 2-0. And again, they play 3 out of 5 here, but they will not start the next round of matches until all three of these matches have been completed. So it'll give us an opportunity to take a little bit of a break before that Miller and Matt Wagner match that we will have for you on KPLO from the Class A volleyball tournament. But here, a situation where Chester, just a very solid volleyball team, and they were able to take advantage of a lot of the things that Faulkton likes to do. Faulkton, all in all, I think you could say they played a pretty clean match. Just 3 service errors, 18 hitting errors, but a lot of balls that were hit by Faulkton would have been points throughout the regular season did not turn out to be that way tonight. Chester dug out a lot. And also did a good job attacking at the net. And as we went later into the match, Faulkton had trouble getting those passes to the net where they needed to be for those good attacks. And Chester winds up with a 42-18 kill advantage in the match tonight. And that allowed them to win that opening set 25-15. Faulkton did lead by an 8-7 count in that opening set after they trailed early. But Chester was able to go on a little bit of a run, get the lead, and did not look back, winning 25-15. Chester led from start to finish in set number 2, winning 25-10. Faulkton led early, had a 2-point lead on 2 different occasions in that third set, 2-0, and then I believe it was 7-5. They had a 2-point advantage once again, but just too much Chester at the net. Lily Van Hall with 14 kills, Caitlin Schutt with 8 kills, and also Addison Bates and Emily Bleeker, 6 kills between them, but just so much size up front. And that really took away what Faulkton wanted to do. Again, they had opportunities, but those hard hit balls, they got tipped a lot, and that helped Chester chase those balls down, keep them alive, and send them back. And that's a lot of what Faulkton does not see throughout the regular season. But the nice thing about a state tournament is you get an opportunity to go back to work tomorrow. They will take on the team that loses between Castlewood and Coleman Egan. That will be approximately a 1:45 game tomorrow afternoon Central Time. And of course, we'll have that for you right here on KMLO. It's time for our Player of the Game announcement. And before we name our Player of the Game, let's hear from the folks at Venture Communications.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 30th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Raiders head to Ford Field to take on the Lions at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Well, we look at the Player of the Game nominees here from this State B volleyball tournament on the Chester side. Some big hitting. Lily Van Hall, by my unofficial stats, with 13 kills. Caitlin Schutt with 8 kills. But we take care of the home team from the state tournament. Falcon with some good performances as well. Carly Cotton with 5 kills tonight. Addison Melius, 8 kills in the match. And that is Player of the Game worthy. Addison Melius, the 5'10 senior of the Falcon Trojans, is our Player of the Game, brought to you by the folks at Venture Communications. Again, we would like to thank those of you who have joined us on our KMLO page at drgnews.com. Of course, we have live video from this match, and also we'll have the matches again on Saturday, or on Friday and Saturday. And of course, for full coverage of the high school volleyball championships and updated bracket scores and photos, visit sdpb.org/volleyball. All matches will be live streamed at sdpb.org/volleyball, and the championship matches for all three classes will be televised with Class B on SDPB1 TV, Class A on SDPB2 TV, and Class A on SDPB3 TV. Join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SDVolleyball23. Again, around 1:45 tomorrow, we will have the matchup on the consolation semifinals that Falkton will be involved in. Their next opponent will be the loser of the match set to get underway here in a little while between Coleman Egan and Castlewood. And the loser of that game, or that match, will play Falkton tomorrow afternoon. And we'll have it for you on KMLO. We hope to have an opportunity to visit a little bit with Mallory Schlechter, the head coach of the Falcon Trojans, as well, before the match tomorrow. We would like to thank you for joining us tonight. And on your way home from the game, the Southgood Office of Highway Safety reminds you, buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You've got someplace to be. Our coverage of the Falcon Trojans in the State B Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Bauer Super Value, Common Sense Manufacturing, King Insurance, Falcon Grain and Feed, Falkton Medical Center, Building Forever Families, Falkton Drug, Tenant Electric, The Auto Shop, Hansen's Incorporated, Holdren Welding and Repair, and ASAP Seed. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Coverage of high school sports throughout the season on KMLO. Brought to you by Real Tough Farm Equipment, Venture Communications, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Family Dental up here in Gettysburg. They bring us the post-game show. Premier Equipment, Agtegra, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, CHS River Plains, and Jensen Rocks and Sand. Our sports video brought to you by CHS River Plains and Camby's Pass. John Neff has been our technical director, DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and from the Monument in Rapid City, I'm Darren Boyle. Good night, everybody.